Well, the Broadway stagehand strike ended overnight. The Hollywood writer strike, though, goes on. The writers' representatives are still talking with the studios. And the writers are also talking about the studios on the Internet. They're using the same medium that's at the heart of the dispute. And NPR's Kim Masters reports that the writers are winning the public relations battle.
When writers aren't picketing, they have time on their hands. And they're putting it to use, generating dozens of videos and posting them online.
It's about whether writers should get paid when media companies make money using their work online.
Writers Guild, WGA. We write the lines that the actors say. And the writer girls won't be ignored, because we all know the pen is mightier than the sword. Your producers, what you're taking us for?
These videos can be found on websites like YouTube and lateshowwritersonstrike.com. Some try to explain the issues, some are just funny, others try to convey the importance of writing. Actors including Harvey Keitel and Demi Moore have loaned their talents to videos meant to underscore that without writers, they have nothing to say. This one features Holly Hunter, who asks to discuss a script that she's about to shoot with a writer, only to find herself connected with a technical support staffer in India.
To address your issue, PCs run many scripts, madam. What model do you have?
I'm sorry, maybe I'm not communicating here. I'm talking about a film script, you know.
As the conversation continues, it becomes increasingly confused.
I'm sorry, madam. I'll have to refer you to level 2 support.
The writer's message seems to be getting through. A study by the Pepperdine University Business School showed that 63% of the public sides with the writers, while only 4% supports the producers. That study has meant a lot to writers walking the picket line, like Saladin Patterson, whose credits include the sitcom Frasier. He says writers aren't striking over something easily grasped, so he's sent video links to former college classmates.
So many of my friends who are very well-educated people who just didn't understand what we were striking about emailed me back saying, wow, that video really helped us understand what the issues are and helped us understand that you guys are really the little guy fighting against the big guy.
John Sherman, who worked on the CBS show Rules of Engagement, says he emailed a link to his father-in-law in Northern California. And when his father-in-law's friends expressed the opinion that the writers are greedy, he was armed.
He was able to send them a link to that video. They watched it and were converted.
Sitcom writer Aaron Abrams says the videos have also won over associates who work behind the scenes on television shows and who are being hurt by the strike.
The more they see it's not a bunch of elites asking for extra frosting on their cupcake, the more they understand, the more people have come to our side.
The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers has published some ads in newspapers, but it's been absent from the Internet. Entertainment attorney Jonathan Handel says the AMPTP should have done a better job.
I think the difficulty for the companies is that they are stuck in an old media model. There's sort of a command and control approach, which will set the message and will disseminate the message using traditional media, and that's the end of it. And I don't think that works in the new world.
Back on the picket line, writer John Sherman agrees that videos are a weapon that the corporations simply don't know how to use.
It's a response with a point of view that didn't have to go through committees, it didn't have to get approval, it didn't have to be managed and rewritten. And so it becomes something where we're very, very quick fighters.
NPR tried to ask the AMPTP about its public relations strategy. The call was not returned. Kim Masters, NPR News.